Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Bucks were, at least according to many, hopefully, thoughtfully, were on their way to what we thought would have been or could have been a championship run. And to talk a little bit more about it, our good buddy Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks. Jim, how you doing, pal?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I am. I'm doing great. Everybody's just staying safe. We're all hunkered down, and we're all anticipating with bated breath the day that the NBA returns, and maybe we can watch the Bucks hoist a trophy. But I want to go back to the season. The way it abruptly ended, the Bucks run a little bit of a downside, but overall, this team was unbelievably impressive. So, talk about the season and what you saw out of this team this year versus maybe the way things ended last year.
Well, I saw a day one resolution from this team. First day of training camp, Bill, they were hell-bent on getting to the finals and perhaps winning a championship. And I think we saw that every game during the season. You mentioned the final three games before the interruption. Those were losses. But other than that, they had an 18-game winning streak. Very dominant team statistically, rivaling the 1971 champion Milwaukee Bucks for dominance historically. Giannis Antetokounmpo having a better year than last season when he won the MVP award. So each and every day I saw a resoluteness that I really appreciated, and I thought that they had everything moving in the right direction. And they got along. These guys really care for each other. We've seen that every game through the season. We've seen that even during this interruption. We've seen them interacting with each other, lifting each other up. So I thought it was all in place. I thought everything was going along very well, and they played extremely great basketball for the bulk of the 65 games that they played.
I thought last year when things ended, Jim, I thought it ended, one, very abruptly, obviously. We can all say that. But I thought it maybe ended with lesson learned. And one of the things that we had Coach Budenholzer on, and he said that he thought he saw a medal in this team. It's not anything you can quantify with statistics or sabermetrics or anything like that. It was just a different attitude. You talk about the camaraderie the team had, and that's what everybody we had on that Thursday night show had said, is the way the team came together. But the one thing Coach Budenholzer said was they now have championship medal. Did you see that? Do you understand what he's saying by that?
100%, and that's what I meant on the first day of training camp. I saw a team that had learned from the disappointment of last season, and I was watching that very closely because that, to me, was enormous. If they were business as usual or if I didn't see a change in focus, I would have noticed that. I saw incredible focus from day one and all through the 65 games, and that's what I was looking for, was did they learn from that setback in Toronto last year? And I believe they did. I really do. And I think that's why we saw dominance, and that's why we saw selflessness all season long. And they pick each other up. You don't have to worry about getting your own points because it doesn't matter as long as there's a W at the end of the night. And, yeah, I saw that too, and I know exactly what Coach means. And that's what I was looking for after last season.
Now we move forward into this, and, you know, we don't know when or if the NBA is going to return. I know there's a lot of talk and a lot of rumor, but there's just so much to wrap your arms around, Jim, isn't there, when it comes to the ability to actually get teams back together again, play from neutral sites, and get past all this, because none of us have ever dealt with this before.
No, and you can't really come up with answers until the answers are given to us, and you've heard this, I've said it before, the leagues and anyone else isn't setting this timetable. The virus is setting the timetable, and it appears that everybody is keeping a positive outlook for what the future can be. In the NBA, everyone is believing that we could complete a season of some sort, playoffs of some sort. We just don't know how that's going to look. But, it's very difficult. And teams are going to need to have time to get ready to play again. And I think I'm going to be watching to see which teams are ready to do that. They can't practice, of course, during this time. Very few of them are able to actually play basketball of any kind. They can lift and stay in shape and eat properly and do all of those things. But they're going to have to get back to game shape. And then the teams, it's a little bit like the lockout years in the sense that you wondered which teams would be ready when they started up again, and we're going to go through that. We'll have to see. But I believe the Bucks are on the correct page. They're all on the same page, and I believe they will be ready if and when the league is able to resume.
Talking with Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice, your Milwaukee Bucks. How are you guys doing? Because, I mean, I know everybody has to be kind of held up, and Giannis has said he doesn't have a hoop to shoot on, and he can't really go out and chance it with a newborn in the house. And some guys have hoops, some guys don't. I mean, what is it like right now operationally for you, yourself, and what you do with the Bucks?
Well, I've been in my home for 37 days now since that Thursday after the Wednesday night shutdown of sports. And, you know, you do the best you can. I have said this publicly that I haven't had many days in my life where I had no agenda, and it takes a little getting used to. It's not terrible, but now I'm getting, and it's been a while, I've been getting ready to go back to work. But, you know, you just keep busy. The Bucks stay in contact with us. We've had a couple of internal town halls talking about what's going on, you know, what we can think about moving forward, how we can improve moving forward. That's a big key, is trying to figure out the best practices after this and how that's going to shape the world around us. I think the world's going to be quite different, Bill. We don't know how, but I presume that our lives are going to be somewhat different in a lot of ways that we haven't even imagined yet. But just trying to stay you know, mentally sharp. I get out and try to walk a little bit, get some exercise in, eat right if I can, which is tricky when you're only eating food that you buy. But
right.
You know, it's been interesting. I haven't had too many problems with it yet. You know, in sports, they always say one game at a time. Well, all of us are one day at a time now trying to figure out how to navigate this. But I'm staying optimistic and hopeful that there could be an NBA season and other sports coming back at the right time, at the right time. It's about safety and it's about lives. They'll figure that out. Smarter minds than mine will have to determine what happens, and then we'll report to work and go about our business.
I find it interesting, Jim, that they talk about doing it without fans. Now, I can see the NBA, I can see Major League Baseball. Football, I can't imagine without fans in the stands, but how different will the environment be? And really, the pressure to you, because you would be the conduit, the eyes and the ears for the average fan, because if there aren't fans in the stands, we're all going to be watching, obviously. But how weird is it going to be if indeed you return to arenas and there aren't fans in the stands?
Well, if that is indeed the case, it will be very different because we feed off the fans. We really do, particularly at home. Fans, I don't think, often think about the impact they have on players. They have an impact on broadcasters. We feed off of that. We pull back when they're cheering. We do all kinds of things to work around that, and we do it without thinking about it. So that would be very different. The one thing I've considered is I sit right next to the bench. they could hear everything I say all of a sudden. So maybe we should go to the top of the bowl if there's no one else in the stands and try to be as quiet as possible, yet while conveying the excitement of the game. But the game will be totally different if that's the scenario under which we work. It'll be an interesting adjustment.
Now, when they come back, does the fact that, yeah, I mean, Giannis had an ailing knee, so by the time he comes back, he should be 100%. It seems like everybody should be good to go when they return, correct?
Well, you would hope so, and we have a great medical team with the Milwaukee Bucks. They're keeping track and touching base with the players all the time, making sure that that is the case. And, that's a silver lining, I suppose, for players that were nicked up. And at the point of the season that the interruption came, most players are nicked up in some fashion. They could all use a rest. They don't want it this way, but they should be in good shape or ready to get back into game shape, feeling comfortable about their bodies at this point, I would think.
Hey, did anybody ever find a place for Giannis to work out or to shoot a hoop? Do we know by any chance?
I haven't heard anything, not to my knowledge. He's been diligent, as all our players have, about social distancing and doing all the right things. And, you know, a tip of the hat to the Bucks players for their contributions to the workers at Fiserv Forum and others in the community. They've been doing a great job, as they always do. I haven't heard anything about actually shooting hoops. I think that's why they're going to need some time. And, you know, I don't know if it'll approximate a training camp, but they're going to need some real time to get the touch back and the legs back and the game shape back. But they'll be able to do it.
I can't imagine them coming back and just going straight into the playoffs. Wouldn't you figure there'd probably be anywhere from 3 to 5 maybe remaining regular season games after, say, a 2-week mini type of training camp situation? I mean, I'm only kind of, you know, grasping at straws here, but that to me seems like the most viable scenario, I guess, rather than just jumping right into the postseason.
Well, it's hard to say. I think I can't really speculate on that because I don't think anyone knows yet because of the calendar. There will be calendar restrictions at some point that you have to deal with. You know, you can't just do whatever you want because you have a season, the next season's coming up. So it probably depends on when decisions can be made, if they can be made to go back. They'll have to lay all of that out and figure out how to get it within the calendar so that they can continue NBA life beyond this if possible.
Hey, Jim, before I let you go, now I know there's not a timeline. We're going to hear from Mark Cuban coming up here in a little bit, but they are in contact constantly with the president and with the CDC, and they're trying to wrap their arms all around this stuff. But Adam Silver said he's not going to make any decisions until May, you know, May gets here. So, and I commend him for that. But talk about the leadership of the NBA real quick, because Adam Silver recognized, he was the first one. I mean, he was the guy that said, you know what, this isn't worth it. We're done. We're shutting it down. And then everybody immediately reacted to what he did and the way he's handled things. Talk about the leadership in the NBA.
That's a great point, Bill. One of the things that I've always believed throughout my career in the NBA is I believed in the league. This league has always been on the cutting edge of whatever you're talking about. They're on the cutting edge of improving the game. They're always making decisions, always thinking about inclusion, everything that you can possibly think of. I think the NBA has been involved in. And I wasn't surprised at all that the NBA became a leader in this on the sports side. Not at all. The leadership of the league for the last many, many years has been spectacular. David Stern, of course, and now Adam Silver. I can't say enough about what I see from the league on all levels in all cases. And sure, maybe there are things we could talk about that didn't go properly, or maybe you didn't like the decision. But I think the blueprint for the NBA is always to improve and to look at everything that you should be looking at. And that is beyond basketball. That's societal. That's what you do in communities, what you do in countries around the world. I think this league has been a leader in many, many ways.
Jim, always a pleasure. Continue to stay safe. And God knows, I think I speak for a lot of sports fans, we can't wait till you're back on the TV, man. Good God. When all this comes to an end, we're going to be salivating for sports. So thanks for joining us, pal.
My pleasure. And just one last thing. I have not allowed myself to watch Tiger King yet.
I started watching it the other night, and it I will say this, it's like a really good wreck down the back stretch of a NASCAR race.
Yeah, I'm holding off. I'm trying to keep, I'm trying to hold that off. If I can get through this without watching that, I'll feel like I accomplished something, perhaps. And then maybe someday I'll watch it down the road.
When there you go, Jim.
Done with it, I'll watch it.
Appreciate it, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
There you go. Jim Paschke joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.